from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Mina Kim. After 5 years of failed attempts to create essentially a tiny sun inside a laboratory, a process known as nuclear fusion, scientists at Lawrence Livermore National Lab are making some changes. The hope was that achieving nuclear fusion at the lab's National Ignition Facility, or NIF, would do big things, like create a clean source of energy that would help ensure energy independence and strengthen national security. KQED science reporter Amy Standen has been following the developments at NIF. And Amy, I understand there have been some management changes there. Can you tell us what's going on?
Sure. So Ed Moses, who's been the director of NIF since 2007, has essentially ceded part of his job description to another scientist, a man named Jeffrey Albright. So while Moses will still be running the science part of the operation, he is no longer the director of the facility itself. And at the same time, there's a shift happening in priorities at NIF. There will be less focus going forward into achieving fusion, which was the original goal of this project, and more into basic science research.
And the project has cost taxpayers about $5 billion. What have they achieved?
Well, the estimates range from $3 billion to $7 billion, depending on who you ask. NIF's slogan has always been, quote, bringing star power to Earth. And what they mean by that is the goal is to create the same process that powers the sun inside a tiny pellet, literally the size of a single peppercorn. Inside this pellet, they had hoped to create a nuclear fusion reaction. This is sort of one of these holy grails of science. It's something generations of scientists have tried and failed to accomplish. Part of the appeal here is that if you could do this in a laboratory, theoretically, you might be able to create more energy than you put in. So NIF went online in 2010, and scientists said that according to their simulations, they should be able to do this to achieve nuclear fusion by September 2012. That deadline came and went, and it just hasn't worked.
Now, to be fair, NIF does other things like protecting and maintaining a stockpile of hydrogen bombs, among other accomplishments.
Yes, and actually, NIF gets its funding not from the Department of Energy, which you would expect to fund clean energy projects, but from the National Nuclear Security Administration. And the reason for this is that NIF was designed to give scientists a way to test our country's nuclear weapons arsenal without actually exploding the bombs. Of course, there is an international test ban treaty signed in the early 60s, which prevents this. So NIF was supposed to be a way that we could find out whether the arsenal still worked. It's a little unclear whether or not you can do this without actually achieving fusion. Some scientists say that we don't need NIF at all in order to answer that question. There's some controversy around that. But that is the reason, that is a reason that NIF has continued to get a steady funding despite not meeting this deadline.
So who's happy that NIF is shifting its focus away from nuclear fusion?
Well, certainly environmentalists and those who oppose nuclear weapons would say that this change is long overdue. I mean, they have criticized this project as being a peacetime employment program for nuclear physicists. They say it's not necessary. They say it's too expensive. And they say that we should really be directing our money and our energy toward investing in cleaner energy technologies and away from nuclear weapons research.
Still, others will try this. I understand a second major fusion power research center is under construction elsewhere.
NIF was designed to try and create nuclear fusion by directing lasers. And what they've built essentially is the world's most powerful laser, which directs this enormous amount of energy toward this tiny little peppercorn filled with hydrogen gas. And the goal there is that you would create such heat and pressure inside the peppercorn that nuclear fusion would occur. There is another way or hypothesis for how you might do this, and that is using not lasers, but magnets. That is the technology that's underway at this proposed facility in France.
Amy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mina.
That's KQED science reporter Amy Standen. I'm Mina Kim. There's more news online at kqednews.org.